flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to chop the weeds. Thanks to our sponsors at Manscaped, you can trim those holes safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers, y'all. Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, have an exclusive offer for the Thomas Island audience. If you use our code, TAMA, and you'll get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Join the 2 million men who trust Manscaped. They're here to make sure your balls are trimmed and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. Manscaped has all the tools to get you spring ready. Have you heard about the Weed Whacker? It's a nose and ear hair trimmer that provides proprietary skin-safe technology which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. There's no more gross nose hairs flying off into the wind. Plus, the premium Manscaped Weed Whacker uses a 9,000 RPM motor and a 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Manscaped is making it easier than ever to whack your weeds and also to make sure that you have the most confidence while also providing hygiene. Speaking of incredible hygiene, Manscaped has formulations to keep you fresh and ready for everything that comes your way all day. The Crop Preserver is an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. It's starting to get hot outside, and this is crucial for your balls to stop sticking to your leg. I use it. It's great, especially as the summertime gets swampier. If you go to manscaped.com right now and use the code TAMA, you'll get 20% off and free shipping. That's right, use the code TAMA for free shipping and 20% off at manscaped.com. Manscaped, shave your balls.
Holy moly, donut shop. Oh, what a week. What a week. It has
You're not
been
kidding.
Pro wrestling, huh, Ross?
You are not kidding, Tama. It has been a crazy, crazy weekend for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Just between the New Japan Cup Final and Dominion, Bullet Club is back. Y'all are back on top. You're breaking hearts. You're taking over. It's a new day.
I love the boo-hoo crying coming from L.I.J. Oh, I love it. Tears of joy has been coming from myself. Tears of joy for Bullet Club back on top. But, man, tell us about that New Japan Cup, man. What's your thoughts on that?
I was blown away. We've been seeing throughout the New Japan Cup, Evil has been showing kind of a different side to himself. He's been using chairs. Not that he didn't use chairs before, but he's been hitting people with chairs a little bit harder. He's been kicking people in the junk a little bit more often. He was starting to get meaner. And then in the semifinals, he faced off against Sonata, and he just decimated his faction mate. He decimated his longtime tag team partner in the name of getting to the New Japan Cup Finals, where he faced the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada, the face of the company, the top of the mountain. And in the middle of that match, out of nowhere, your buddies, Yujiro Takahashi and Gedo, come out, beat the hell out of Okada. The referee recovers. Evil hits a flattening STO on Okada, gets the win. As far as all the audience knows, Evil didn't even know. Everyone was knocked out. It was a very confusing moment. But then Naito comes out to congratulate him, say, you know, we're going to face each other at Dominion because you've won the New Japan Cup. He throws up that LIJ fist. And Evil looks like he's about to fist bump him. He's about to join with his brother. And then he throws up that too sweet and drives Naito into the mat.
Switching on him.
Evil is in Bullet Club now.
Evil is in Bullet Club. And Ross, you made a call on this months ago. You made a call that came true. I have to applaud you on that. That's pretty smart.
Look, I don't want to take too much credit. All I did was say that Evil could sell a lot of t-shirts. I didn't say, hey, you know what should happen is Naito should be ready to fist bump me. A lot of stuff happened there that even I could not have imagined in even my wildest dreams. But wow, yeah, Bullet Club is Evil now.
With the first New Japan show with fans.
Yep. We made Inosaka Joe Hall.
Uh-huh.
Inosaka Joe Hall, when they're not allowed to scream. He did it at a moment when they're not allowed to scream. They're not allowed to even raise their voice. They're shackled. They're shackled almost to forced to watch this all take place. And people are heartbroken. People are pissed, Tama.
Tama, before, you know what? Before I do this, before we take this deep dive, let me cut us off before we come in and dissect all this and see where we stand now. Everybody, every angle, even mine, where do we come? All right, where do I stand now? All right, let's take a break. I'll be right back.
Guys, we dropped our summer collection right now on tamasisland.com. That's tank tops, hats, board shorts. We got your summer needs right here, right now on tamasisland.com. Ross, tell them what they need to go get.
That's right. If you head over to tamasisland.com right now, you can get tank tops. We got blue, we got green, we got pink, we got all kinds of colors to switch up your wardrobe. We got hats, we got shorts, we got all kinds of merch coming your way. tamasisland.com. Get it now because it is not going to last long.
That's right. That's right, Ross. It is not going to last long. This is a limited edition 2020 summer, okay? 2020 summer. Your collection, yours, you can have it right now on tamasisland.com. You need to switch up your wardrobe. There's too much black going on. You need to put a little life into your wardrobe right now with some color, some vibrant colors to liven up your livelihood, okay? That's tamasisland.com. Grab your summer gear, summer collection. Go right now, tamasisland.com.
All right, we're back. Oh, man. Okay, deep dive. And through this week's big Turner events in New Japan Pro Wrestling, Evil is now in Bullet Club. But not only that, he is the IWGP 71st.
Yeah, he won the New Japan Cup. And then last night at Dominion, he became the 71st IWGP Heavyweight Champion and the 25th IWGP Intercontinental Champion. He beat Naito dressed like a Roman centurion. Leading the entire Bullet Club army out. He battled Naito for 40 minutes, and then around, I want to say, about 35 minutes into that 40-minute war, someone dressed as Bushi, many people thought it was Bushi, but he looked a little thick, came out, pulled out a piano wire, of all things, strangled Naito into unconsciousness, and left Evil open to hit his eponymous STO, and win the double belts. When I said Bullet Club was on top, I'm not kidding. You got the IWGP Heavyweight Champion and Intercontinental Champion. It's a feat Kenta and Jay White both tried to do earlier in the year. January, Jay White tried to get the double gold. Mm-hmm. February, Kenta tried to get the double gold. And now you've tapped Evil. The man has done it. How's it feel to see all of this stuff happening in Japan?
I'm sitting here stateside watching all this, catching my news here in the early mornings, and I can't help but feel elated.
Yeah.
Right now, Bullet Club's back at the top. With how long has it been? It hasn't been that long since. I mean.
I was going to say, because Jay White had a nice little run last year in 2019. So, like, y'all have been making inroads on that heavyweight title. But, I mean, this was dominant. This was different.
Now, you know, with everything that's happened here in the pro wrestling world, coronavirus, New Japan comes back. First show with fans, and we make a statement. Who? Bullet Club. Bullet Club makes a statement. Not only do we steal the top factions, I would say strong right-hand man. I would say he's the right-hand man.
He's the first man to join LIJ. There is no LIJ without Evil joining up with Naito back when.
Now Bullet Club made their own man turn on them and into our club, a believer in Bullet Club. Now, as you're watching this show, you see all Bullet Club, but it's all Japanese, something I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Where a group was all Japanese Bullet Club. I've never seen that.
Well, now it's not just Japanese talent. It is Japanese talent with some reputation, because you guys had Gato and Giotto join the group, who, let's face it, their curriculum vitae is not something to turn your nose at. And now, on Sunday at Dominion, y'all have added Dick Togo to the ranks.
Dick Togo is in Dick the mix.
of the Kaientai Dojo. Dick Togo of mid-2000s. He was recently in New Japan with the Lions Break project just a couple of years ago. He keeps kind of popping up, and now he's Bullet Club. How's it feel to kind of be spanning generations now with this thing?
Hey, it's a time of a reset. We must accept the changes that's coming. And I look forward to this. This puts a smile on my face, like a big, big smile, because we hit him with a 1-2, turned. We turned evil. And then now he's champ. Holy cow. That's a big get for Bullet Club. I mean, it's a 1-2 punch. And then we bring in Dick Togo. I mean, we're just full of surprises. Not bad, huh? Not bad.
In 2020, Dick Togo was number 12 trending worldwide on Twitter. Last night after Dominion, it went Dick Togo, Naito, NJ Dominion. That was how the rankings went, to the point where today you even have guys like Tommy Dreamer and like a lot of legends from the 90s talking about New Japan in ways that they usually don't after a show. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Tommy Dreamer's just the fact that he's talking about the results of Dominion. You got a lot of people talking right now. And it's not about, I feel like so often with New Japan, they're talking about the match quality. It's always, oh, this was a great match. This was a good match. This is all about what's going to happen next. This was all about the emotion of it. This was all about the story. It really changed the conversation.
Oh, Ross, and I got to ask you now. Where does this put Jay White?
Well, I mean, I feel like this takes a lot of pressure off of not just Jay White, but you and Kenta and all of the guys that are trapped in America with Bullet Club, wondering, can Yujiro, can Gato, can Giotto, can all of these guys make sure that Bullet Club still stays Bullet Club while y'all are trapped overseas? This is a pretty good sign that they get this. This is a pretty good sign that they're going to keep that thing. They're going to keep this thing strong as hell. Because now you and Jay White and Kenta can worry about taking over whatever the hell's happening in North America while they kind of hold firm on Japan.
This kind of reminds me of a subject that we talked about last week. Bullet Club Elite and the Bullet Club Japan had a big rift. Now we're just talking here. With the coronavirus, it's forcing the hand, a split, forcing Japan to grow and forcing us here to grow, to continue on. Now, I mean, I'm just speculating. I hope it doesn't go this way, but if it stays this international ban stays for a very long time, what happens? What happens when we start? Did we learn from the past? Did we learn from the Elite era how we continue? But you know, a lot of this, you know, and there's egos in this business. Where is Jay White staying? Where do I stand? What's happening right now? What's gonna happen? Who takes a
It's a good question, because I don't want to call it a coup, but you do have evil. All of a sudden, he's full on Caesar. I mean, you saw his entrance on Sunday. Uh-huh. The man was dressed like a Roman general. Uh-huh. He had and much like the old days, he had all of Bullet Club with him. It wasn't just 1 or 2 seconds. He had the entire army. He had the entire unit that they have in Japan coming down. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's part of me that says this could lead to a civil war. It could be crossing the Rubicon, but there's also part of me that feels like y'all are more connected to what's going on in Japan than it did with the American days. Because it's not like with the Elite where y'all are just trying, where the elite are trying to make their own name. Uh-huh. Y'all aren't in America because you're trying to make your own name. Y'all are in America because you're forced to be there by extenuating circumstances. Mm-hmm. And so it, I feel like right now there's a lot of chance for unity and for expansion, but down the road, if those institutions start to calcify, can they blend when the borders open back up? Or do they end up bashing against each other?
That's a good question. We're seeing a lot of changes here, especially mm-hmm. 2020. There's so many things happening. And I feel like the situation, the 2020 situation, has caused the wrestling world to reset. So now there's everything that we saw up to 2019. Was great, but now 2020 Okada lost. Evil Okada.
Here's the wild thing about this year's New Japan Cup with Okada. He didn't use the Rainmaker once. Mm-hmm. Not a single time. He was submitting people and getting ref stoppages all throughout the early stuff, and then in the final, he was too busy fending off Bullet Club to actually be able to get that killing blow on Evil, and so it really does feel like between Evil toppling Okada and toppling Naito, and then you also have in the tag divisions, you guys are no longer, you and Tonga are no longer going to be going after Tanahashi and Ibushi. The belts are now on Taichi and Zack Sabre Jr. Uh-huh. in pretty dominant fashion. There was one point where Taichi was basically had Zack Sabre Jr. just hitting a series of dragon screws on Tanahashi's mm-hmm. legs until his knees were like dust. It was brutal. You see, it feels like the new generations are really sending a message to the older veterans that like, look out because your time on top is starting to falter. How does it feel? Because you're in my shoes. You're watching from North America, trying uh-huh. How did all of this kind of look to you?
I see the new generation stepping up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a new era. New era in wrestling for New Japan. I see a lot of guys making a dash for that top. I think this is a great opportunity to do that, in my honest opinion. And I think everybody should. Mm-hmm. There was an order of how things went in the past 10 years. And this whole 2020 pandemic has reset it, and it's almost like it's like a new order. How mm-hmm. who's gonna be in charge? I see Evil making a jump, turned on his fellow brethren, jumped to Bullet Club. Nobody ever saw that coming. Now he's the champion. Nobody saw that coming. Man, it's a mad dash right now. Any avenue you gotta take to get to the top, right?
I also got to add, there has been a rise in just kind of luck for Yujiro Takahashi as well. This is a guy who I feel like he is someone that people have been able to just kind of not justifiably, but write off just as kind of a side guy in Bullet Club. The past couple nights, he has been getting big wins over Bullet Club beat LIJ, he pinned Bushi. The other night, he pinned Goto. I mean, he's starting to really come into his own as Bullet Club is kind of separated, and he has to carry a little bit more of the weight. How do you feel about watching, kind of seeing Yujiro get that pimp swagger back?
It's good to see him get his swag back. You know, I understand what you're saying. It's been it's been kind of like sitting at the back, a little bit lost in the shuffle. But this pandemic, like I said, everybody's stepping up. You got to step up. And I see Yujiro making that step. I think this is going to be very beneficial for him if he keeps it going. Yeah. Very, you know.
Absolutely. It really does. It feels like he's kind of jumped several rungs in like the hierarchy just through the various machinations that have gone on. It's a fascinating period, but it kind of keeps bringing back to when you would talk about the dojo and how when the dojo's whole point is to make sure that no matter how New Japan uses you, you are ready. Because mm-hmm. like, it's like you said, we hit a big reset button mm-hmm. with coming back from 2020. New Japan at the beginning tried to play it off as, oh, we're back. Thank you for waiting. This is, it's all going to be business as usual. But as the New Japan Cup went on, it was not business as usual. And now here we are at Dominion, and up is down, black is white. Everything is in disarray. Do you feel like this? You feel like there's going to be an opportunity in this disarray for people to, like, I don't know, find their way? Like, who do you think would really benefit from all of the chaos that's going on right now? Outside of obviously Evil, who's got the double title, but like, who do you think could really make a splash with all
of this? I think it can be anybody's call. I think it can be anybody. And that's what I mean, reset, because now who wants it? Mm-hmm. Who wants to go get it? Yujiro wants to go get it. I see Sho wants to go get it. There's guys making a play, you know, and I see that. And
I'm glad you bring up Sho, because we've been talking a lot about the Never division. Last night, Sho was not able to take the belt from Shingo Takagi, but after Takagi lost the match, he was attacked by El Desperado. We talked about it a few times, uh-huh, about how he's another one where people, he's had a very good career as a junior tag wrestler. Mm-hmm. He's had some great showings in singles competition and tournaments, mm-hmm, but now he literally stole the belt from Takagi. He knocked out Shingo Takagi, took that belt. He's been posting pictures of it on Twitter. Like he's stolen it. How do you feel about the fact that Desperado's finally getting to kind of like shine a little bit now? Because he's been a diamond in the rough for years.
Oh yeah, you know, hard worker. He's always I told you talked before on Thomas Island that I've seen his work ethics. I've seen him, the background he's had when I was in that dojo with him. So I think he's very able and capable of making that move this year to move up. And man, you can see it. You can see it in everybody. You can see the hunger. I think this whole corona pandemic has set everybody back to rethink and recharge and come back and make moves. And if you took... I would say this to all wrestlers in New Japan. If you took this break as a break, I feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for you for what's about to happen in New Japan, because everybody's making a dash. Mm-hmm. Everybody's making a dash that won it. And it's an exciting time to be a wrestler in New Japan, because there's a door and it's all up to you to walk through it, man. I'm gonna keep saying that, because
I'm glad you are, because I wanna dig into that more, because New Japan has always been known for, whether true or not, it's always been known for a long-term booking. There's always a plan, mm-hmm, and that plan is many years long, mm-hmm, a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And I think we've grown not only as fans, but it sounds like you're saying even the roster has grown so used to that idea that there is this plan and there is this two-year plan that, like, now you're finding out who can really just adapt and figure, yeah, and move and make, I mean, for lack of a better term, make money moves when it's just everyone for themselves. Cause it does almost feel like, despite the fact that New Japan has always been this us mentality through the dojo and stuff, every man for themselves right now. I mean, LIJ is fracturing. Dick Togo is back and on, I mean, literally trending in 2020. It's literally, if you make the move will pay off. It feels like right now.
Hey, for those, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so we've been watching all the guys in the States. We've been watching, my brother and I, been watching to see what the Dangerous Tech is definitely making their move. And in great fashion too. Big Show. Mm-hmm. They really showed themselves. And I could see that being a threat all around the tag team division. Now, LIJ is falling apart. They've kind of held their spot up there for a little bit. They're falling apart. Who are they looking? I see that Takahashi might be a time bomb, might be making a run at Evil. Did I get that right?
Oh no, you got that absolutely right. Because after Evil beat the hell out of Naito, took both of his belts, Hiromu ran out. He demanded some kind of explanation. I don't have the direct translation, but I believe Chris Charlton translated it as basically he was asking, what's on your mind? Just tell me what is going through your mind right now? Because he's not, don't get me wrong, he'll do a post-match conference where he says that everything's evil and he's taking over the world, but he's not
time bomb, time bomb. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what's on his mind. He's tired. He's tired of sitting back watching Naito take all the glory. He's tired of watching you come back from a neck injury, taking all the glory. Evil's got to do what evil's got to do at a time like this. Evil's got to do what's best for evil, and Bullet Club is best for evil. Oh,
I love where you took that, because that it really addresses something that I've seen a lot of people asking in this grief, in dealing with the heartbreak of evil leaving. It's like, there are a lot of people who write LIJ fanfic like they're a family. And so it's very much, it's traumatic to a lot of people. But they keep asking, in these post-match beatdowns where Bullet Club has taken out Naito, they've been asking, where is Sonata? Where is Bushi? Where are these, you know, because Hiromu's been helping out, but Hiromu's the junior heavyweight champ. He's been able to thrive in his role in LAJ. Guys like Bushi, guys like Sonata, they have kind of had to sit back to guys like Hiromu and Naito, and now even Evil. And so when you talk about the fact that Evil's tired, it makes me wonder if Bushi's tired. It makes me wonder if Sonata is tired, because the one
they didn't
trying,
come up to help, did they?
No, they didn't. Ooh, the one that came out to
nice
help
was
a nice
brotherhood they got going on over there, huh?
I'm just saying what I saw in the ring, and what I saw in the ring is there's only one person trying to help Naito right now.
I mean, if I just beat Sonata 2 days, 3 days, 4 days before that, you know, I don't know, look at Sonata's situation. He just got beat by Evil. Evil turns on LIJ. Why? Making his move to the top.
Yep.
I see a Sonata split too. Ooh. Did I put that out?
Ooh, you just did. I don't think you're the only person that's thinking it, but you're the one that's put that out there right now. And I'm not ready to disagree with you, because it really does. It raises an interesting question that the only one who came to help is the one that has. Because don't get me wrong, Takagi's got the never open weight belt. They still have the six man belts, but like Takahashi is the one that's going to main event a lot more with that belt. The never belt and the six man belts will main event from time to time, but Takahashi's the one getting those headlining spots. And so there is this interesting question of the privilege in LAJ right now, who wants this thing to survive and who doesn't.
I mean, look at this. You know, I'm pro Bullet Club, and we keep talking about making a dash for the front. I mean, those guys out there are making a dash out of Bullet Club New Japan. They're making a dash for it. What can be happening over here when we start getting on the road here, Bullet Club America? You know, it's everything's in disarray right now. I think everybody could be making a dash for the front. How they do it, I don't know. Are they going to do it? I don't know. Am I just talking? I'm just talking.
Exactly, because there is a difference between wanting to make that move and actually making that move. I mean, that will always be the defining sort of thing of it. I would be remiss talking about Dominion if we didn't talk about the return of Hirai Kawato. Is now Master Wado. He has been in a feud with Suzuki-gun, which is an interesting little... it's interesting because I think, especially since Suzuki-gun has been known for beating up young lions, especially the past few years, that now a young lion has come back like, I'm ready for revenge. You saw Stumble Wado in the ring this weekend. What did you think of... Master Wado.
You said Stumble Wado.
Master Wado.
He better align himself with a group. You're a dead man walking. It's like, you can go by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's that? I always watch these documentaries on going to jail and all that. And you were going to jail, you better pick a click to survive. Because you need backup right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same idea. You need, as soon as you come in, you better decide who you're going to be with. If you're on your own,
Look at Moxley. He even got a young boy to kind of watch his back. Yep.
That's a really – it's a good point. I mean, right now, Kawato, he's got a little protection from – he teamed with Tenzan at Dominion, and so a little bit of the – some of the New Japan fourth or third generation has been looking out for him, but he's still got his ass kicked, and so it's, they're not – they're not really
the
helping
guys him. To come back him up.
They're not really helping him after the match,
look,
so
man,
to speak.
Look here, Wato. I hope you're listening. When you come into this game, you better pick a group that's able to carry yourself, carry themselves and you. Don't get 50-year-old and 60-year-old guys to come in and fight your 20-year-old punk self and everybody else, man. Come on, man. You should know better than this, Wato. Oh, you come back from your excursion looking like shit. Oh, man. I can't wait. I can't wait till we come over there and whoop your butt. I hope you get yourself into Chaos, because Chaos is going to get a whooping too. Oh, man. Hot doggy.
I love it. I love it. Harsh words for Master Wato. What's going through your head? Because you're pretty well connected to the guys over there in Bullet Club. You're not the only one watching Evil win both these belts and, you know, make a play for New Japan. What is the Bullet Club of America, or what is the Bullet Club America right now, for lack of a better term? What's their response? Is it still this kind of jubilation over it's about us, or are you starting to get concerned?
I don't know. Where I'm excited, but now I know that anything's possible right now because of our situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me, I always try to look at all angles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, everything's leading up. It's a mad dash. It's a mad dash right now. If Homeboy is able to do that, Evil able to do that in 2 days, conquer New Japan in 2 days.
Yep.
Man, 2020 might, if you play your cards right, this could be a very lucrative year for yourself if you play your cards right.
It does feel like everyone has kind of lost the safety net of that plan. Because, and this is, I think, what was so evocative about Dominion is it's not just wrestling that is in this situation of, I had a plan. There was a plan for the last few years. Every single person is going through the fact that they had some kind of plan for the past, whether it's family plan, whether it's a job plan, whether it was just to, be able to go down the block without wearing a mask. We had plans for this year, and all of those plans are gone. That safety net of having those plans are gone, and we're all just kind of flying without a net, trying to stay alive. And so to have in this brutal year, when we go back and say, well, who won the New Japan Cup in 2020? Evil. Who won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship in 2020? Evil. That's what the results are going to say. Evil won. And that's art right there.
This is the year of the opportunist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you are a chaser of this game, you will see this is an opportunity. And I see this is an opportunity for everybody, for all of us. And, I now that Bullet Club just... we're going through this pandemic, and not Bullet Club America, Bullet Club Japan, and seeing Dominion and seeing all Bullet Club guys come out with a Bullet Club frontman, and they are all Japanese. That's a first.
Mm-hmm.
That's a first. That's a first. That's different. There was never an all Japanese Bullet Club. And I can safely say that right now over there in Japan is an all-Japanese Bullet Club with their frontman as Japanese. And that's in a 7-year history of Bullet Club that's never been done.
That started as just this little thing between some dojo foreigners to make sure that they had something. Uh-huh. Now it's literally... It's Gato, it's Jado, it's Dick Togo, it's Evil, it's this big, it's
now,
this thing.
Now, see, now I know that Dick Togo's got, he's got ties to Gato and Jado back to ECW days.
Yeah, no, long time.
He's got, there's ties all throughout that. So now that I've seen that, it's like, all right, what could, What could it be? Could Bullet Club, could we form a Bullet Club America, tie it as one Bullet Club worldwide? Mm-hmm. Or do we fall into the same rat race that Bullet Club was once in before?
It is an interesting question, because as you keep making it this geographic thing simply because of the borders that are happening, mm-hmm. or because of the border issues that are happening, but there is this generational thing, because when Bullet Club started, you were all young and hungry. Who was the oldest? Had to have probably been Carl or maybe Fall. Probably it's still just these young, hungry kids.
But
and even when Styles comes in, even with the Elite, it's still the future. And now you have a little bit of the past coming in, little bit of the older generation starting to get on board with this thing.
It's growing, it's moving on up, and I'm trying to stay here in the middle, but I haven't seen Jay White retweet anything. I haven't seen Kenta retweet.
Mm-hmm.
Now I gotta think. All right, what's happening? What's going on? We all put out that Evil had joined the club, mm-hmm. Bullet Club. That was the day before. Yep. Now the next day, Evil has won. Nobody gave out no congratulations. I retweeted his stuff. Mm-hmm. I give him congratulations. I wonder. Now, see, as somebody who's been in Bullet Club that's seen it, mm-hmm. seen what a lot has done, I keep an eye for this. I see who's thinking one way, who's thinking the other. Are we really mm-hmm. playing? Are we really a team out here in America?
It's a good – I mean, especially with a lot of the imagery that you saw last night. I mean, like I said, Evil dressed like a Roman centurion. Uh-huh. Dick Togo with the piano wire. You have this very – yeah, it's La Cosa Nostra. I mean, it's Roman. Yeah. It's this very – but with that, are they sending a message to the world, or are they sending a message to Japan? You know, because it could be them saying Bullet Club is finally Japanese. It could be them it
raises a lot of questions, man.
And like I said, that net's not there. That plan, whatever plans anyone had in 2019, or I guess to better further the metaphor, whatever plans anyone had in January, at the end of January 5th, uh-huh. those plans are done. Those plans are ashes, cinders.
What I've learned in the last week, it's a reset button, and everybody better make a dash for whatever they want. And that's an announcement to everybody, whether you're outside of Bullet Club or inside of Bullet Club. You better make a dash. Oh, boy. I love to complicate things.
I know, because I hear where you're getting at, because it's sounding very... You're going to the mattresses, man. It's gonna be interesting. Not just with Bullet Club, with the world. It's all gonna be.
Oh yeah.
It's all chaos right now. It's all, for lack of a better word, it's all chaos right. This is a good time. since we're all making a dash, and we're all trying to get paid, this is a good time to remind you. If you want to get masks, we have Bullet Club masks available over at chaitees.com. That's chai-tees.com. Search Tama to find any of the masks there. We also have merch available over at Tama's Island as well. So please.
That's right. A summer collection for this 2020 summer, pandemic summer. We still bright, bringing some bright lights, bright, 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 bright future, bright clothing, bright everything for you guys to celebrate this summer. You know, bring a little light to your wardrobe, man. Let go of all the dark Bullet Club and get a little blue and red and orange into your life. ThomasIsland.com. Get your new summer collection.
What a summer it's going to be. I mean, hell, if we thought it was going to be a good summer last weekend, look at where we are now. How much can change in 2 days? And it really does go back to, you put out a tweet, I want to say Thursday. Time is immaterial anymore, but I want to say it was Thursday. You put out a tweet about how a lot of people focus on stuff outside of the ring, whether it be, you know, storylines or whatever. They make sure to focus on stuff outside the ring. Everything we saw, everything that has changed, everything that's toppled the old order happened in the ring.
It didn't even
happen in the ringside area. It all happened in the ring. And then a couple of comments back. It speaks to what you said, that they're able to just destroy everything through this.
And you got to love it. It's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time to be a wrestling fan. I still believe that, especially now with everything that's happening. And Ross, that's a nice little deep dive. We're getting people to think about what the hell has been going on and what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen. It's a beautiful time in wrestling, in the world.
I was gonna say there was a time when I thought I knew what was gonna happen in wrestling. That time is done now. As Leonard Cohen said, things are gonna slide in all directions. There won't be nothing that makes any sense. Everything is upside down. It's 2020, baby.
It's 2020, and we're gonna wrap it up there. Nice little deep dive on what's happening right now in New Japan World, NJPW World.com, and also on Thomas Island. .com, patreon.com/Thomas Island. Join us on our Friday deep dive discussions of what's happening. We talk, we put it out on the table, and we see where we can head with this, ideas, storylines, and whatnot. Ross, thank you very much taking this on the last minute. We just had to come in and do this real quick because of what's happening in Japan. Ross, hey, what's your social media? I don't know my social media. You might have to plug me in too, man.
Okay, let's get yours first. Let's get yours in there first, because you're at Tama_Tonga on Twitter. You're the good bad guy Tama Tonga on Instagram. You can obviously follow everything with the podcast at Tama's Island on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Ross W. Berman IV on Twitter. And like Thomas said, you can catch up on Dominion over at njpwworld.com. There will be English commentary up within the next few days from Kevin Kelly. Japanese commentary is already up, video on demand. Ain't nobody really than Gorilla. Ain't nobody really than Gorilla. I said, ain't nobody really than Gorilla. Ain't nobody really than Gorilla. Gorilla tactics. Whoa, you know we bought action. Whoa, you know we not lacking. Whoa, match us not matching. Whoa, jump up on the rope. Be a face, no, we ain't tapping out. What, y'all ain't but this way. Whoa, Gorilla Tactics. Ain't nobody really than Gorilla. Gorilla Tactics. Ain't nobody really than Gorilla.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts
to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.